hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I knew Matt was going to screw it up.
I'm not screwing anything up. I didn't say anything yet.
That's the point. Oh. What did we just talk about, you big chucklehead?
Well, you said it when we come back from breaks. This is the intro, and I thought it's your show, Randy Harris. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris. So I thought you would let people know you're broadcasting live from Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles.
It definitely does. A lot of stuff going on. We have changed our initial guest today four times so far.
Yes.
So
and it may change again. That's the joy of Radio Row.
So is it,
literally?
Is it like Miami Media Row? Is it as full as it was? Like, you know, last year with COVID, Tampa was scarce. How is the scene out there in Media Row?
It is definitely 10,000 times better than last year. But no, it's not back to normal. It's not Miami. It's not Atlanta.
It's not there yet.
Yeah, it's not there. I mean, there's booths here. There's some celebrities walking around. There's some players walking around. So it changed from a UFC fighter that was going to start off to the show to then Bob Golic was going to come, and I was looking forward to that so we could talk about Saved by the Bell. Then it got changed to LeGarrette Blount, who still may be coming, but Bellator badass, yeah, AJ McKee is here.
Wow.
And he will be on at least, for sure, at the quarter past the hour. He's got both belts, so we're going to hang out with AJ a little bit. Pitbull Andre Orlovsky down at the bottom of the hour. Former Buccaneer Randy Grimes will be checking in also in the first hour. Second hour, we're going to talk to the president and CEO of Visit Anaheim. Just, you know, some people like us who are staying outside of Anaheim. We can get some details on some other things. They do have a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, and I've been there. I used to go there on a regular basis when I lived in L.A. Wonderful, wonderful place.
It was good. So we hit that right after we hit Pink's last night.
Oh, you went to Pink's.
I told you.
We were going to a steakhouse. We drove by Pink's. I made John stop. We ate some hot dogs and then drove straight to Anaheim to Chicken and Waffles.
Pink's is where they remember when Brad Pitt did that stunt where he acted like someone was kidnapping him? Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I don't know. It was like 15, 20 years ago. But it was his friends, but people freaked out. But it was right outside of
Pink's
where he did it. Yeah, everybody goes to Pink's.
Right after Jay Burris, David Feldman will be on. We can talk a little bit about Knucklemania, which is next week with our buddy, Knockout Radio's buddy, and my personal buddy, Mike Perry, will be stepping in the ring. Yay, nay, we like, we don't like who his opponent is. Well, we'll talk to Mike Perry next week about it. So before we get our first guest, I need to tell you what arguably was one of the coolest things to happen to me probably in my career of broadcasting.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
So after you blew us off yesterday.
I did. I had to buy shoes. I'm a woman.
Shoes are important.
I had to buy
shoe reporter, right.
Yeah.
So what kind of shoes did you get?
I got the shoes that I'm wearing right now. My shoes literally fell apart.
Awesome.
And I won't get it. So now
that your shoes fell apart.
I don't know what to call them, LA shoes. That's what they're going to be called because I got them here in LA.
So this is what happened yesterday, Matthew, Leslie, and listening audience that nobody will really care about other than me. But after we had our lunch, which was pizza, and Leslie dumped us to her shoe story or whatever,
hey,
we came back to Radio Row and we sat here. And Joe and I forgot his other name, the actor who's from General Hospital.
Ronnie.
Yep. So Joe and Ronnie were at right over there, the WSBU.
Okay.
And so I told the PR guy that I have already reached out to Paul at the Strauss Center, which I did, to let him know that, you know, we had him on and that we're talking about the event and et cetera. So Joe walks over and he goes, like, hold on a second. And he sticks both hands in his pockets. I kind of thought I knew what was about to happen.
Criminal Minds? Did he arrest you?
No, but instead he gave me that.
Oh, wow.
So he gave me his challenge coin.
Oh, that's awesome.
And ironically, on the one side is, what is it? Big Joe, Fat Joe, Jimmy Joe?
Joe Manson.
It's Fat Tony. It's Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
Fat Tony on the other side.
Right. So, you know, I have quite a few of them from SOCOM and all that kind of stuff, but no.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I'm kind of trying to keep it.
I know, you were trying to.
So this is really special because as two veterans, something that generals and, you know, high-ups right. do in the military is they give you their coin.
Yep.
And it's really
it's an honor.
Special. It's yeah. definitely an honor to get. I've got a couple of 4 stars. I don't have a 5-star coin, but I did get a couple 4 stars. So that's really cool. That yeah. You got a Fat Tony coin
so,
from Joe DeMann.
As much as we wanted to hang with you, thank you for blowing us off. Or we wouldn't have come back and we wouldn't have had that opportunity.
See,
so
you can thank me.
Now, the other thing that happened last night, Matt, is we went to the Rainbow Bar and Grill, the Rainbow,
sounds
whatever.
Sounds like my kind of place.
It's where there's a statue of Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you may not know this, but everybody that follows Knockout Radio knows that Steve traveled with Motorhead.
Oh.
And he's been with Ozzy and he's been with all that, so he's friends with Lemmy. He got a little emotional. You know, he really did. There was a statue. He stood next to it.
Oh.
So we walked down to another room. And then as we're walking back, he starts staring at this guy. And he goes, you know who that is? I'm like, no, I don't know who people are that I know. So it was the guitarist from Against the Rage, Rage with All the Rage.
Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, Rage Against the
Machine. All the Rage.
Rage with All the Rage.
Rage Against the Machine. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it was really pretty cool. And then he said to the other guy, you're a singer, right? And the Rage dude goes, only in the shower.
Yeah.
But he swears that he knows that he was a singer as well. But it was cool. Just, you know, it's the typical, you're walking down the street and there's a celeb just hanging out, being cool.
It's L.A.
He definitely was super, super cool about it. So what did you do last night?
Did you get a coin from him too?
Well, no. Honestly, I don't want another one. No, it's just, I think if you continue to get them, which is rare. It's rare
it
for that to happen.
Very rare for that to happen.
I don't want it to take away from, you know, oh, now I have two from that. Like I said, I have about 8 or 10, and I have the one from SOCOM where what they give is when you jump with SOCOM, there's a baton that they pass to you in the air.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But after, and I didn't chicken out, but after I didn't get to do the jump, they still gave
me. Were you airborne?
No. Okay. I was going to jump with SOCOM from the SOCOM team at MacDill.
Oh, all right.
And we went with Greg Jackson, sorry. And Greg jumped, and he didn't tell me that he got a little sick.
Was it a military plane jump?
No.
Those are different. So yeah. It was a nice cush.
Well, no, this isn't a cush. This is out at Zephyr Hills.
Okay, all right.
And long story short, I went to go jump because they did it. They only had one photographer. And so I was all suited up. Right. And, you know, you talked about yesterday how you could tell when things are going wrong or whatever.
Oh, yes.
I have that. In my stomach, I know when things are bad or about to happen. So here
I'm... Wait a minute. You know that you're getting that feeling right before you jump out of an airplane.
No, hold on. That's where I'm going. I knew in the third grade I was going home and getting spanked for something I did in school. I knew in the fifth grade. You know, it's just you get knots, right? So here I'm going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. And I didn't have those knots. And that surprised me because I would have thought I'd be nervous, I'd be whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm suited up. They give you this little fake thing where you jump off of about 4 inches. And all of a sudden, another SOCOM team member comes out and he does the, you know, a cutthroat thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Like, no, like, we're not going.
We're not
going.
I'm not going.
Yeah, okay.
They could still jump. But because I was a civilian, the winds were over 18 or 22 or whatever. So I couldn't jump.
So he gave you the Bruce Arians to Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Hand across the neck, no go.
So, Matt, what I did is I took my shirt off, and I ran around the launch pad over there in Zephyr Hills. But I didn't get all knots in my stomach like I'm about to jump out of a plane because we knew.
Because you were clairvoyant. Your body was clairvoyant about it, right?
What's going on with you back at the homeland?
Well, I'm just trying to decide if Leslie's story adds up because, you know, I remember the 1982 song Walking in L.A., and I don't think she would wear out a pair of shoes in L.A. I don't think anybody walks around there.
You know what? This is the thing. I hadn't worn these shoes in I don't know how long, and I had them stored. I had them stored out in the shed area. I have a bunch of shoes and extra stuff. And I think the Florida heat, as we all know, is insane. It did something to the shoes. And so the shoes were literally like It was a mess. Yeah. So I had to buy, I have new brand new shoes on. I had to go. And so that's what I did yesterday is I went shopping.
Have you put the video up of your hotel?
No.
Okay. So can we not talk about it yet?
No, we can talk about
it. All right. We will throw over the next couple hours and over the next couple days. But Matt, as much as I believe Leslie and I have known her a long, long time, when you see the video of where she is staying, and no, it is not a hotel, it makes where we stayed in West look like an outhouse.
Wow. I can put one picture up of me drinking this morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, that's what,
yeah,
that's,
so we'll
that's
talk about
she,
that. AJ, do you want?
I had the same thing happen to a pair of shoes. I bought these Gator shoes. They were Gator skin for the BKFC fight in Miami, in the Everglades. And on the first fight of the night, the glue came off the sole. So I ended up cutting the soles off, and the entire event, I worked barefoot up and down the stairs, up inside the ring, and nobody knew. Show had to keep going on. So that's what I do. So what a professional does.
No, you didn't. You didn't top Leslie's story. Her story is better, and we'll talk about.
I'll top your story because you may have Fat Tony in your pocket, but I got DJ Tony sitting next to me in studio, and we're just hanging out.
That's great. Let's go hit this real quick break. When we come back, AJ, right around the corner, we may get DJ Tony on. Who knows? If we don't get Fat Tony on, we'll get DJ Tony on. So let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles. Brought to you by, and DJ Tony, listen to what I'm about to say. I know this will surprise you. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim, and yes, Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding. February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? all available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi from Los Angeles for NFL Super Bowl 56 coming up this Sunday on February 13th. Randy, Leslie are live on Media Row. What's going on out there, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so this is something that is really cool to me. Hey, AJ, how are you? So getting ready to join us here momentarily, and as I'm telling Leslie, we like to just call AJ Badass.
Yeah, that's pretty much your name.
You know, that's where we start with. So, AJ, let me tell you this. I have one of, if not the longest running combat shows in the country. I've followed MMA for a long, long time, and it excites me to watch you fighters starting to get the recognition. You know, I've been on these radio rows for years. You know, and athletes would walk by and nobody would care. You know, have a belt, don't have a belt. I love that people are like, know who you are, getting the recognition that you deserve.
Thank you. Me too. It's embracing. It's motivational for me. You know, I've never seen this much media in my life, and this is like a simmered down day for the football world. So it's kind of phenomenal to see the exposure and to see the potential that mixed martial arts has as a sport. You know, how much it's grown just so much, so vast in the past, 10 years? I mean, I remember when Tap Out was doing shows back in the day versus OC doing fights at the Orange County Fair, you know? So, man, just to see how much growth the sport has honestly made in the past 10 years alone is phenomenal.
When we made the bucket list of things we wanted to do while we're out here, not just the show, but I'm going to go visit Charles Lewis either tonight or tomorrow. You know, I know you know the story. A lot of our fans know the story. But, you know, Charles was Tap Out, you know, with Dan and Scrape. And that's why I got the cap here, you know, the beanie here, little Tap Out. I'll tell you the story, you know, later. Curious, which belt is heavier?
I don't know. I know which one's my baby, the one that's in the backpack. So this is for the actual division. So this is the 145-pound championship belt. The one that's in my bag is for the actual tournament. So it's got the list of the 16 fighters that were in the tournament on the belt. So that one's, I would say, more of my cherishable masterpiece.
And for
it's
everyone,
got the hit list for the
person. For everyone who's been living under a rock, AJ is actually the Bellator Featherweight World current championship. So we just want to put that out there. Most consecutive victories in Bellator MMA history, I want to add to, 18. So when we say badass, we certainly mean it. Also, most submissions wins for Bellator Featherweight history, and you've got 7 with those. Yeah. Do you have any, when you think about things that you've already accomplished and how much the sport is growing, do you have other goals?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Share them with us.
Man, so like, this is the beginning, but for me, it was becoming a world champion, securing my first $1 million check, just take care of the family, get to that content phase. Still not there. It's never enough. You know, that's life. You always got to set new goals and stay motivated. Being a champ, that's something I've set my eyes on before anyone became a champ, Connor being the first. I said I was going to do it back in, I think, like 2014. So, beating Patricio, I thought, you know, hey, I can go fight him for the 55-pound title, but he released it, gave it to his brother. So I'm going to put the icing on the cake. He's getting his rematch, hopefully April. Nothing has been dotted in on black and white. But after that, you know, I'd like to go fight his brother and make it a family affair because at the end of the day, that property is AJ McKee, the Mercenaries.
Like Adam Sandler when he tried to take his big $1 million check. Did you take the big check to the bank or just the little check?
Honestly, I was thinking about making a little skit like that, taking it to the bank and trying to turn it in, throw it on TikTok. Like, yeah, I'm trying to cash my check.
You know, Oprah Winfrey did that. She went in and just wanted to see what it was like to deposit $1 million check into the bank is a famous story. Yes, right. She did that, Oprah.
Let's go back in time just for a minute. I know that we don't have a whole lot of time with you today, but talk about when you played on Snoop Dogg's football team, you know, which is well known.
Oh, yeah, man. Youth years. I think I was young. Football was like
I love when a guy that's so young or a female that is so young goes, yeah, youth, I mean, when I was young.
Well, it was literally youth.
I have T-shirts like older than you.
But, yeah, it was phenomenal.
Have chats older than him.
How many lives? What life?
All right. Yo, you're on your 20th life. It's a whole other thing when you talk about what you have to do. I want to know, how long does it take you to fully recover after a fight? Like, to where you feel like you're not hurting anymore?
I would say, I mean, the swelling from kicks go down about a week or two after. I'd say about a month.
Okay.
About a month. A month is good, you know. My thing is I'm usually in the gym the following week. I'll stop in just to say what's up to the guys, you know, give them that motivation to keep going. I usually show up the following week after the fight, and then take the next week off, and then I'll kind of get back in there.
I'm always amazed at guys like you, because I can't even imagine wanting to pursue what you do. You know what I mean? Like it is kind of crazy.
Oh,
isn't
definitely.
It?
Yeah.
You know, did you come out of the womb thinking, yeah, I want to fight, or
no,
how did it? Tell
not
us
at
how.
All.
Tell
I
us
mean,
how you got to this.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I feel like life within itself is a fight. You know, from that first breath. So you got to find what's willing to fight for. And I didn't choose fighting. Fighting kind of chose me. That's kind of my thing. My father being a first generation fighter, I went to college, wrestled for a year, had more injuries that year in college wrestling, and like coaches are yelling out moves, and I didn't know the moves, but I've been wrestling my whole life. But my father never pushed me to wrestle, so like I didn't really know how to wrestle. I was kind of just, I was good at like finessing situations and just kind of being out of the ordinary, you know. I was just different, and I feel like that's where fighting became my art, my passion, you know. No fight's ever the same. You never know what AJ you're gonna get. Every fight is either he's wrestling, oh, he's doing stand-up, now he's doing jiu-jitsu. So people never really know what to train for when they step into the cage with me, and I feel like that's a big part in fighting for me.
Do you ever visualize when you're fighting?
Oh, definitely. I said I was gonna knock Patricio Pitbull out. I said I was gonna win the tournament 4-for-4 all finishes. Georgie Kakari in the first fight of the tournament, I said I was gonna knock him out. I told my dad in the back, I was like, yo, I'm going to get Bellator's fastest knockout. And I fell 2 seconds short of it. But, I mean, it was an 8-second knockout. So I strongly believe in the power of mind, you know. And you train and you put your life and dedication into something and all your work has gone into that, you got to put in, you know, that work's there. Just go and be free, you know. Practice your art. And for me, cutting weight, once I make weight, man, the fight's over with. Like, I'm gonna go in there and have fun, you know. I'm a big 145 pounder, so that's why I'm looking forward to going up to 155 pounds, you know, fight a little more comfortable, be faster, stronger. But yeah, that's a whole nother division. Those are bigger boys up there, but I mean, I feel like my skill set can get me there easily.
The positive, you know, thinking doesn't always work. I always say I'm not going to get a speeding ticket when I'm headed to the studio. It doesn't always seem to work. But let me ask you this. I love asking fighters the strangest, funniest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight.
For me?
Yeah. I've had some great stories.
Man. I would say when I tore my knee.
Well, that's not a funny.
That wasn't funny.
That's not
well,
funny.
You said crazy.
Well, it is crazy.
That was crazy. Because I knew it was messed up. Funniest?
Some of the stories that I've been told, so I'll give you a couple seconds to think. One story was a UFC fighter was fighting Dennis Siever, who's from Germany. So he's hearing the corner talking German. And he said for about 10 seconds, he's watching in the back of his mind, and what is it, something bastard?
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards.
Yes, Inglourious Bastards.
You know, which I've never seen.
Yes.
But he's watching this movie,
Nazi movie
in the back of his head in the middle of a fist fight.
Honestly, it is pretty crazy because your mind goes blank in there. Sometimes, really? Yeah, like my mind goes blank. Once that bell dings, like it's like I become free. My mind is finally calm. I'm focused on my opponent, and I'm watching everything they do, their body language. You know, I'm trying to read what they're doing, their eye movement, what they're looking at, how their hips are. You have to kind of just analyze everything, you know. It's a fight, so any little thing that's off can make a big difference in there. You know, you really got to cross your T's and your I's. I would say the funniest thing, you do hear some some random stuff in there, like Neiman Ash.
Yeah,
like,
like, sweep the leg, all the Cobra Kai stuff.
Yeah, you hear some crazy stuff in there, but for the most part, I'm pretty blank in there. You know, I hear my dad at times, but for the most part, I'm kind of dialed in and trying to dissect what's going on in there.
What's it like training with Sean Merriman?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Me being a smaller guy, but it's awesome. You know, he's a very motivational person. He brings a lot of high energy into the gym. Him stepping out of his world and coming into ours, you know. I remember the first time I sparred with him, he threw a jab and I blocked it, but it still moved my hand back. So I was like, oh, shoot, that's a strong punch. Like,
he said shoot. He said, oh, shoot.
Yep. Sorry. I was like, oh, shoot. Like, yeah, I definitely did it in that moment. But, yeah, it was crazy. He's just the power behind that man, you know. I would say any athlete of that size, just being able to move around with them and share that moment, you know, for them to step into our world and for me to be able to show him things and for me to, like, just be able to help him in that realm, but then for us to share that moment, I think that's just the big piece, you know. I've had guys like Jordan Bell from basketball, NBA league, come over. I went to school with him. So being able to kind of just have them step into my world a little bit, you know, it's different, you know. There's a lot of different preparation that goes into the fights. I would say warming up in the back versus, like, how they warm up on the side
sure.
of the field. Like, those are big things that people don't really get to see, you know. So, like, I took OT in the back, OT Genesis, and he got to kind of experience that, you know. And I'm sure, like, my backstage versus him performing for a concert backstage is completely different. And he got to see that moment, and he was like, bro, this is different. Like, but, like, it's being able to share that moment with those friends and you know, just bring them into your world. And MMA being such a new world, it's cool for me.
Crazy that it's considered a new world, right?
Yeah.
You know, what is the thought? Oh, go ahead, Matt.
AJ, so, you know, the UFC obviously is the NFL of MMA or combat sports. And I know you've called for a unification for your belt versus any champion, especially UFC. How important is that to you? I mean, about the reunifying the belt and to see once and for all who's the greatest champion on earth?
Definitely. Me, with my skill set being a second generation fighter, looking forward to the sport taking the drastic changes that it needs. It's phenomenal. Being a champ, the entire world, a big key and piece for me. I would say, yeah, unifying the belts. I think a big piece is that people forget that the organizations don't make the fighters. The fighters make the organizations. So with the marketing and things that UFC has branded and they've done so well with in their athletes, but people just, they fail to realize that the fighters are who make the organization, and I am the best 145 pounder in the world. So unifying the belts would be phenomenal. You know, I'd love to test my skill set against any 145 pound and potential 55 pounders. Bring Khabib out of retirement, but that's not happening. You know, let him enjoy his time. He's done great. I'm looking forward to beating his record, though. He's 29-0.
Right.
I set a goal of 50-0 for myself. So we'll see where that path lies in the near future. But yeah, man, definitely Fighters Union. I feel like would be a big key.
One of the things that I really enjoy, other than you being recognized and all that kind of stuff. Again, I've been involved since UFC 1. You know, blah 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 blah. Watching you just talk about what you did and the smile, and, you know, you can read that. You can see that. It's not just a job to you. It's a passion. And I can tell that you, but I really love that.
There was a point where it was unfun and it was a job and I didn't enjoy it. And then I found the love for what I really love to do. And that's been a big key. You know, if you don't love what you do, then why are you doing it?
What happened to make that change?
I don't know. I would say just life, life in general, girl issues, family issues,
yeah.
Household issues, you know, and you got to keep taking two steps forward, not one back, you know.
So it's kind of like keeping your house in order. House
exactly.
Meaning life, meaning everything, right?
Yeah.
So when other things, negative things would happen elsewhere, you clearly found a way to channel through that.
Get back in the gym.
And bring, yeah, I'll
get back
in the gym. Okay.
Every day. No days off. You know, I don't have a fight schedule, but I'm still in the gym every day. I'll go to Big Bear, go snowboard, and then I'm back in the gym.
I'm just like you. I drive by the gym every day.
Yeah, Randy waves at it.
Before we let you go, and I know that you know you have a full schedule. I do. We bought the Peloton. I've looked at it. I haven't even been on it. What's next? How soon can we expect to see you back in there?
So we're set for April, but there's been no contract signed. So if it's not in black and white, you know how that goes. But Patricio Pitbull apparently is getting a rematch for me. It's another name, you know. His name's already on that belt, so I got a job to do. You know, I'm the target, but I've set new targets of my own, and that's what I'm going to focus on is those new targets that I've set for myself.
Awesome. AJ, thank you very much for your time. For coming on, we're going to get you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a sweet box of socks from Odd Sock Official. Check out the website. Hit me up. Tell me which ones you want, or they'll just send you a big care package of it, either one.
Okay, definitely.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Wish you the best. Go out there and kill them.
Let's go hit a quick break, then we'll come back to Radio Row here in Los Angeles, California, for the Super Bowl. LVI. LVI. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
And this is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Clearwater, the home studio of TAN Talk 1340. Randy and Leslie are on Media Row out at Super Bowl 56. Let's tune in live, see what's going on Media Row, guys. What do you got out there?
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt. We're about to lose Leslie, the co-host.
No, what happened?
When I tell her, she doesn't know what just happened. But we have Andre Orlovsky coming on momentarily.
Is it because she told AJ McKee to go kill somebody?
Oh my God!
She's like, go kill him.
Andre Orlovsky coming momentarily.
Okay.
But our PR person just came over to me, handed me one of the bio sheets, and said, "Next? ? Carson Palmer."
Oh, is that right?
Oh.
I had to say no.
What?
You had to say no. Old college mate.
What's
happening here? What has just happened?
You tell Andre Orlovsky.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Andre Orlovsky is coming up next. Sorry.
I don't even know what to... I'm out.
See?
I'm
told
out.
You.
Wow.
I'm knocked out.
Wow. You got to get Carson Palmer on, don't you? I mean, he went to USC. He played for the Bengals. They're in the Super Bowl.
With the Bengals?
With the Bengals.
Okay. Carson Palmer. What is happening here?
Since Orlovsky's been fighting.
He's a football player.
Since Orlovsky's been fighting since the original Roman Olympics. Like, exactly. You know, you can interview him next year or in 20 years when you're still fighting actively.
I might just go get my phone and be like, Carson, come over here.
Carson Palmer will be on. I was told that he will be on, but Andre Orlovsky. In the words of Bill Goldberg in WWE, back in the day, WCW, Andre Orlovsky, you're next.
Okay, well, fair enough. As long as we get, Carson comes on here, I can handle it. Boy, that one hurt. That one hurt.
I could have told you during a break, but no, I did it live on Radio Row. Here in, and I keep saying, you know, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and it figures. Right. And it figures.
So I went to, for those of you who don't know, I went to USC when Carson was there. So he's, and I interviewed him quite a few times. You know, I'm sure he doesn't remember everything that happened. But, you know, zero to hero, one of my favorite all-timers there. Well, Dan Marino is probably my all-time favorite.
Your all-time favorite?
All-time favorite.
Athlete or?
Yeah, Dan Marino. I love Dan Marino. Absolutely. And then Tom Brady is just right under Dan. Gosh, like a smidget.
But I is it athlete-wise? Is it personality-wise? Because I know back in the day, the sports chicks and Marino, and, you know, you guys did a lot of stuff together. Is it the personal relationship, or is it that he was just your favorite player?
He was just my favorite player. I never met Dan Marino. That was early. I mean, the sports chicks were around for over a decade. That was early on in the years. But I have just, since I was a little girl, and I'm kind of dating myself here, but if you're in Tampa and you're, you know, about 40, you're usually a Dolphin fan as well. And that's because...
It was the only team.
That was the only team. And so the Bucs didn't come around until 1976, and I was very little, so I jumped on the bandwagon. But my parents and my older brothers were all Finn fans. So you grew up, and when I was real little, hey, you had the only perfect team to ever be in the NFL. And, of course, that is the 1972 Dolphins. Now, Marino wasn't on the team yet, but still, you know, you get that whole Dolphin fandom that comes when you're a little bit older and you're from Florida. So Dan Marino came along. How can you not, like, fall in love with that guy from day one? He goes to the Super Bowl. He's the youngest at the time period that went to the Super Bowl. And he doesn't have to have a ring.
No, he does. Where you're about. He does have to have a ring. He needs a ring. Absolutely.
Hey, hold on a second, Matt. Just tell me, who is in the back? Is there more than one person behind the glass?
No, there's only one behind the glass.
Okay, well, I would want to get approval from Ed before I tell the very famous Dan Marino story. I won't say his name then, but Dan Marino, you know, they would come in and have those scrimmages, you know, not a game, but scrimmages out at UT or whatever. And Dan Marino would always be asked about one person in the Tampa Bay area. Always.
Ray Finkel?
No, I told you I can't say. I don't want to say his name.
Ray Finkel. Laces out.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, for laughing at my joke.
That's why.
From a movie.
Oh, shocking.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah, never saw.
Laces
it.
Up, Dan.
Never saw.
Okay.
You know, I know that Marino was in it. There's Carson right there.
Oh, wonderful.
Former alum?
That's right. Great.
How much did he pay for his scholarship?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So, wrong sport.
No, we don't have anybody right now. So, we could have just grabbed him and have him sit down right at this moment.
Everybody would always ask Dan Marino about this one particular former radio person in the Tampa Bay area. and DeMarino's whole demeanor would change from pleasant and nice and comfy and cozy to I don't want to talk to any of you anymore.
You can't say who it was.
I'm not going to say
it. It was a Tampa Bay radio person?
It was a Tampa Bay radio person.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you off the air only because I don't want to I don't want to get me in any more trouble than I already am.
Here's what's so great about Dan Marino, and then I'll leave it, you know, because there's the, but you have to understand, back then Dan Marino had all of those major records, but he had them at the same time. And that's the difference. Other quarterbacks would come, they pick off this record, they pick off that. Dan the Man had them all at the same time. You know, like Brady does, but, you know, Brady played another 7 years past Dan Marino. And you just have to, he was one of the greatest pocket passers of all time. In fact, he was Brady's hero.
He's the greatest loser of all time. He's the greatest runner-up to ever do it.
Man, killing me, Smalls.
And here, I'm going to go right down. I think Dan Marino is in your top 212 quarterbacks of all time.
My God.
Yeah, 210, somewhere 211, right there.
No, the best thing that he did was the fake where he faked like he was going to spike it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But all right, we need to hit a break real quick.
Okay.
So let's hit this break, and when we come back, one of our home guys, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer,
Woo!
You know, in the house with us. We're going to talk to Randy Grimes when we return. Coming to you live from Radio Row in Los Angeles, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, The Hyatt House, and Otsock Official. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Russ Hochstein, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm going to let that song play because that's my jam. I know you guys are a whiskey and go-go out there in L.A., but this is more my speed, a little Will Smith. And unlike Marino, he is a king of Miami because he's got the summertime jam and the South Beach vibe. But Randy and Leslie are live on Media Row, and let's check in with them, see what's going on out there at Super Bowl 56.
Good job, Matt. Matt's starting to get professional back at the home front. Sitting down with us right now, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Randy Grimes. Randy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
I normally don't really write down a whole lot of questions. You know, I may read a couple, but the only thing I really wanted to talk to you first before we get into your book and your life,
right.
Your favorite story of the Palace, One Buck.
Oh, my God.
Not the new one.
No, the one next to the Hall of Shame, right?
Right, exactly.
You remember all that?
Oh, I was there. I've covered the Bucks since early 80s.
That was the hottest place on the universe, you know, right there at the corner of that airport property. And I can remember standing out on that field every day and smelling those jet fumes from those planes taking off. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but that was the most lightning-struck place in the world. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and here we are out in the middle of it, you know, and smelling jet fumes, sweating our rear ends off.
Exactly, and then we had to walk, as you remember, to the trailer, because that's where our media room was.
I forgot about that.
Was the trailer.
I'm surprised y'all didn't have something set up over at the Hall of Shame.
No. they kept a really close watch on us, you know.
And remember, Babe Zaharis Golf Course was right across the street.
Well, and the rumors were always, and I'm going to throw my good friend Mark Royals under the bus a little bit after you.
Yeah.
But, you know, while the team is practicing, you know, it was always the ledge that Mark was over on the driving range. You know, that he was doing his thing.
But I don't know if you remember, but the Hall of Shame had that second level up there that looked over our practice field. And I don't, back during the 87 strike, of course, we didn't know how to strike. We didn't know what we were doing. But I remember those Teamsters would come up there, and they would show us how to strike. And they would start lobbing grapefruits from that second floor balcony over onto the field. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a whole nother level of striking that I wasn't prepared for. So a lot of great memories there.
Did you ever see the famed rat? Because supposedly there was a rat that lived inside the old
one.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay.
Size of a raccoon. You could put a saddle on that rat.
For sure.
Yeah, Randy, this is your 13th straight year on radio, right?
Yeah,
isn't
consecutive,
it?
Yeah. Right.
You're a veteran now.
You know, I can still remember down in Miami, almost 13 years ago, I was sitting in the convention center next to Conrad Dobler. And I was trying to figure out whether or not I had the courage to go on radio and talk about my journey, you know, because I had just gotten sober, just gotten out of treatment that December. So, man, I sat there, I was sweating it. Conrad Dobler gave me the confidence to do it. And, man, I just, ever since then, it's been off to the races.
Yeah, you've spent many years battling addiction. Of course, you've known initially as just a badass Tampa Bay Buccaneer, I want to say, a former center, and 10 years with the Tampa Bay Bucs. But, you know, now you've focused on things that are actually more important for the world.
Yeah, this is laughing stuff,
battling addiction. And you got quite an inspiring story, you know, of recovery. And so just kind of talk about that. Like, what got you to go from, you know, your ailments to deciding that you wanted to make a change?
Well, and I was that guy willing to do whatever I had to stay out on the field. You know, I was not going to get the reputation of always being on the injury report, always being in the training room, always missing practice. Because if you ever got that reputation, you were going to have a short NFL career.
Especially back then. It was much worse that back then.
Oh, my God. You know, I talk about it all the time. It was that Bear Bryant mentality where, you know, especially, you know, when Perkins came in, you know, the coaches used to think if you didn't practice hard, you weren't going to play hard.
Yeah.
And because of that, a lot of injuries were sustained during the practice week, you know. And, you know, hopefully there was enough left in the tank to play on Sunday, you know, and especially practicing in the heat all the time in Tampa. So that was the mentality back then. But, you know, I was willing to do whatever I had to stay on the field, and that meant taking handfuls of opiates and practicing through the different injuries that I had and nicks and bruises and playing through those different injuries. And, you know, I looked at it like a necessary evil. You know, I wanted to be the guy I wanted that next big contract. I wanted to be all pro. I wanted to feed my family. Those are ways that I justified it, you know, and looked at it like a necessary evil instead of what it really was a full-blown addiction. And, you know, in my era, I played for 5 head coaches. Can you believe that?
In 10 years,
I played for 5 head coaches, 6 different offensive line coaches, 10 different quarterbacks, and 2 or 3 different general managers. We were a revolving door of players, coaches, and front office people. How are we ever supposed to win?
Right.
You know, 6-10 was my best year, and I had a new playbook put in front of me every 2 years. We were never going to be consistent.
You talk about taking...
That's just in Tampa.
Yeah, that's just in Tampa. You talk about taking hits, and you got to understand, if you were a Buccaneer back in the day, you gotta raise that like to 10 squared or something. Especially at center, the amount of hits you're taking, because it took so long for the team to develop. I mean, now it's different. You know, if you're an expansion team now, you get set up. But back then, it just wasn't the case.
Yeah, and I'm proud of the fact that through all those changes, all those coaching and quarterback changes and front office changes, the one consistent thing about the Bucs in that decade was Randy Grimes at center. I seem to survive those changes, so I'm proud of that.
What kind of adjustments do you have to do when you get a different quarterback, you know, whether it's the release of the ball, the speed of the ball, is any of that?
Yeah, and every quarterback wants the ball delivered to them a certain way, you know, so you've got to
make in their hands.
Yeah, in their hands, right. And you got to make that adjustment. Do they want the laces right here, or do they want them turned down, you know, or and shotgun, and, you know, you've got that to worry about, too. So the way they call their audibles, you know, what they say at the line of scrimmage, their snap counts. Every quarterback has a different cadence, you know, and you've got to get used to that. But the main thing is installing a new offense every 2 years, you know, learning the new lingo that goes with that offense, the new players that you're playing next to. You know, I never had the luxury of having the same guards and tackles next to me until Gruber and Rob Taylor got there. So, you know, it was just transition all the time. But, you know, I loved the game. I was grateful to be in my position at Tampa, and thinking back now, there's nothing I would go back and trade. Even though the San Francisco had the dynasty, Dallas had the dynasty, the Bills had a dynasty back then, I loved being in Tampa. It was a great place to play. I played with a lot of great people, and it was a great place to raise my family.
How difficult was it to finally make that decision and talk about your struggles and not only help yourself, but help others? My grandfather and uncle ran a drug rehab center in Kensington, really? Philadelphia.
Really?
So, you know, I know some of these stories. And
that's a rough, oh, rough part of town.
Alice Cooper, where is she? You know, one of our guys with the long hair. I took him to Kensington not too long ago, like a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's the heroin capital of the world.
Right.
And Rocky Balboa's apartment is right there in Kensington.
I would love to do some street talking down there.
Well, I can help you with that. I still have some contacts there. But talk about, you know, what it took, you know, to come out, because a lot of times people can't come and talk about these things publicly.
And there was so much guilt and shame involved with me, and pride and ego. You know, it took me a long time. It took that perfect storm coming together in 2009 for me to raise my hand. It took my buddy Tom McHale passing away, who was doing the exact same thing I was doing, you know, self-medicating his injuries. He got wild buck. One morning, he just didn't wake up. It took that. It took my wife, you know, finally realizing she was loving me to death and she just couldn't do it anymore, you know. It took my daughter telling me I couldn't come around my first grandchild because I wasn't fit to be around him. And it also took a series of seizures and health concerns. And that was the perfect storm that finally, after 20 plus years of putting my family through hell and the misery that I put my reputation and my finances and everything through, for me to raise my hand and ask for help. You know, I thought I was the only one out there struggling like that. And because of that shame and guilt, you know, I didn't put up my hand. And that was the whole reason behind my organization, Pro Athletes in Recovery. I wanted to be that bridge between other players that I'd played with and against and I knew were out there struggling,
sure,
and resources. Because, well, when I came in 13 years ago, there was nothing out there for former NFL players. But I started working with the NFL. We formed the Fair Player Care Foundation. We started reaching out to these guys, and, man, they came out of the woodwork. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of former NFL players. And since then, hundreds and hundreds of former Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, MMA fighters, jockeys. Oh, those poor guys.
Jockeys.
Oh, they're beat to hell.
How about the horses? We know what's happened to them, too.
Well, yeah, but those jockeys, man, those poor guys are all beat up. But, you know, it's been a pleasure to work with that. And it's almost like now God was preparing me all those years, even in football, you know, to do what I do now.
And now finally the media and the world is understanding how relevant this is.
It's more, they're talking about it.
Yes, and over the last few years, you know, you're going to see a lot more, you've seen a lot more news stories about opiates and addiction. And so
mental health issues.
Yes, very, very much so. I talk about it to Randy all the time. He needs help.
Right. Well, we know that, but I've admitted I know it, so that's good.
Well,
I know
luckily he's right there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about me, right? Not right.
Yeah.
But before we run out of time for the top of the hour, talk about the book here. You know, Off-Center RX.
Oh, my gosh. I poured my heart out into 234 pages. It was a three-year labor of love.
I appreciate the numbers because I've been handed books with a lot more.
I won't make you go through that.
No.
But, you know, it's my journey out of darkness into the light. And the beautiful thing about this book is that my whole family had a platform in it. It was a healing process for the Grimeses. And, you know, I've been talking about this for years and years. I just finally needed to get it down in paper. And I wrote a big There's an intervention that's going on that parallels my story. And the two stories, it's like reading two books at once. And the two stories go into each other quite a bit. But there's something for everybody in this book. There's codependency, there's enabling, there's stigma. Everything that families go through, there's something for everybody in here.
Where can people pick up a copy?
Amazon. Go to Amazon to get it, or go to offcenterthebook.com, or go to proathletesinrecovery.org, or whitesandstreatment.com, WStreatment.com.
Love to get you not only in our studio back in Clearwater, but we're going to start broadcasting back at my co-host. I almost call him a co-host. My co-host is back in the studio. Pizzeria in St. Pete, and we broadcast from there every week.
Oh, wow.
So we'd love to bring down and you know, be part of the show, and we could talk about this some more.
Very cool.
Randy, thank you very much for your time. We're going to hook you up with a care package from 8 Man Strong,
sweet,
as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official as well.
I don't wear socks, but I will.
I don't either.
Next winter, I'll wear them with my flip-flops.
I wear flip-flops nonstop, but I started to wear them because of these socks.
Cool. Odd Socks
Randy,
has underwear.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I got those too. Let's go hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, more shenanigans from Radio Row here in Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen to